T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning and welcome to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guest for this segment is Damian Barling. He's the host of D-Lo and KC, heard on one of these fine Intercom Sacramento stations, ESPN Radio over on AM 1320. Good morning, Damian.
Hey, Doug. How are you?
I'm doing well this morning. How about yourself?
I'm excellent, man. I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
Well, yeah, and you're our busy man, Damian, along with your work at ESPN 1320. You're also involved with a podcast platform known as Be Heard. What's that all about?
That was actually born out of a conversation with the Intercom market manager, Stacy Kaufman. And it's impossible for me to tell the story of Be Heard without mentioning Stacy, because it came in a conversation at a socially distanced smoothie grab, you know, one day after I had sent her a frustrated email with the representation of the Intercom radio stations. This was in the wake of George Floyd's murder and the Black Lives Matter protests that were going on in Sacramento and all over the country. And when I was looking for a voice to resonate with me on the radio, I couldn't find one. And the fact that Intercom houses two of the biggest in the radio business, their names of Rhythmic and CHR and all of these different things. But when you look at it, they're hip hop stations. And
right.
They're hip hop stations, they're R&B stations, they're pop stations. But ultimately, it's celebrating black music, it's celebrating black artists. But we didn't have any black on air personalities to talk about it. And so when I expressed my frustration with her, she realized how loaded the email I sent her was and thought, you know, maybe it's best we discuss this in person. And so, you know, we did. We sat outside and talked for a while and started trying to find the root of the issue. And what we found was, as you're very well aware, the industry has changed, and the avenues that I used to get into the business, which were interning, working overnight, just grinding as much as I can, you know, getting tryout shows on the weekends and at 3 a.m. in the morning, like, those avenues don't exist anymore.
Right.
So the radio industry has kind of cut off their next generation of personalities. And so, you know, we started to kind of poke around in a little bit and figure out, okay, what could we do that could fix this? And so, you know, without, you know, the improvement from corporations and all of these different things, it became, well, you know, podcasting is a really easy way to get practice in. And I was already doing a podcast at the time. I was doing a sports related podcast. I was doing a politically based podcast. And I thought, well, let me connect with a few people who are, you know, pretty strong in the podcast industry. So I called Dave Deuce Mason and Morgan Reagan, his partner on the Deuce and Mo podcast, and thought, you know, what do you think if we got together and kind of grab some younger talent who were really interested in being multimedia journalists and building out a podcast platform where we could essentially leverage the audiences that we've built into an audience for them and a way for them to get in front of new ears and work on their craft a little bit. So we launched that. And we were really excited about it. We had a ton of people who wanted to be a part of it. And we, you know, we started going through podcasts and meeting with different people and trying to find podcasts that fit not just people who wanted to be in the media, but we were looking for representation. You know, we were looking for women. We were looking for people of color. We were looking for people who just aren't represented in that space, especially in the sports space. Like, sports has been dominated by the older white male for a very, very long time.
Right.
And I think having a fresher sound, which brings fresher takes, different opinions, I think that's good for everybody. So we were able to do that. And shortly after our launch, we hooked up with a group at the Sac Unified School District called Source Media. And what started out was they just wanted us to talk to the class, basically. And this was through virtual learning. You know, it was through Zoom. This was, you know, in June or July or something like that. And that meeting wound up forming another partnership, which kind of reshaped what Be Heard was. That's when we really started focusing on the mentorship program. And we still do the podcast platform. We add new podcasts pretty regularly. We just added the new Build Black podcast, which I know you're familiar with.
Right.
We just added a podcast called Sandbox Sisters, which is three Black women who have been best friends since they were in fourth grade, like telling their stories. It's a really entertaining podcast geared towards, you know, different audiences. So we still do that, but we've started to shift our focus a lot towards young people who are trying to find their voice and trying to find their space, both in what we term now the multimedia journalist. And for them, you know, their biggest space is in the social media platforms now.
That's one thing I love about what you're doing with the Be Heard platform is bringing back a little old school radio. You guys have a goal to include local weekend shifts on ESPN 1320. A lot of big goals in your future. How's that coming along?
Yeah, I mean, it's one step at a time. You know what I mean? Like on August 16th, there was no local show on ESPN 1320.
Right.
On August 17th, Thilo and Casey started, and I was thrilled to be a part of that. But we're 2 hours in a 24-hour day, and we're trying to, you know, kind of find our space in the market,
you know,
with another sports station out there and a million other stations to choose from, not to mention podcasting and different things like that. So we've just now gotten to stretch that 2 hours to 4 hours. And so now we can start kind of chipping away at, you know, potentially bringing in more local shows, potentially bringing in some of the podcasters from our platform to work on their craft in a live on air situation. Because, you know, anytime you could hit the stop button and do it over, it's a different feel.
It's
a different
cheating
feel when you. Yeah, you it's different when you know you can mess up.
Right.
And so some of these people need to be in a situation where it's like, okay, you know, that red on air light is on. So you've got to work on it. So, it's been a slow moving process in terms of that, but I also recognize we are still very much in a pandemic.
Right.
And we're still very much in, I know the economy is slowly starting to turn around, but it's not like all of a sudden, hey, everything is better. Let's get back to normal. Like it's going to be a while before businesses are going to have to find their new normal. They're going to have to find their new, you know, to use the sports term, salary cap, and how we can, you know, work some of these younger talent in is going to be, it's one of the biggest parts of our project moving forward. Cause just because of the degree of difficulty, cause this stretches far beyond, you know, Intercom Sacramento or local radio stations. This now stretches to, you know, the parent company. This now stretches to the New York offices and that, like, wait, what are you doing? Why are we doing this? And you better have a pretty good explanation when you get in front of those people, as I've learned.
Yep, absolutely. And you mentioned Stacy out of the gate, and boy, it's great working with her because you present a good idea to Stacy Kaufman and she runs with it.
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely adore her. Like, I couldn't ask to work for anyone better. And the fact that, like, I had a brief stint at Intercom trying to be a salesperson, but that is not what I was. That's never who I was. But it allowed me to kind of get in the door, meet everybody, form relationships. And Stacy knew my love of being on air. And when I left that position, you know, working as a salesperson to focus on podcasting and to focus on, you know, my love of kind of being a communicator, you know, she understood and she was supportive. And we stayed in contact from right before the pandemic started. So that was in like March. And we stayed in contact until, you know, we met in June. And despite the fact I wasn't working for the company at the time, she loved the idea. She was the one, you know, originally it was just like, okay, so I'm going to do this. And she was like, well, maybe you should look into forming, make this a nonprofit. Yeah. She was like, make it a nonprofit and you can monetize it a little bit. We could work, you know, advertising budgets. We could do all of these different things. And so she was so supportive in that way and really a lot of this. Like, I don't think Be Heard would exist if it wasn't for her.
You mentioned the George Floyd incident, and I'm an old white guy, Damian, and it's honestly something that I've always taken for granted. But I'll tell you, it's become glaringly apparent that we've got a lot of work to do when it comes to diversity in America. One thing that comes to mind immediately, you never see white people waiting 6 hours in line to vote.
Yeah, no, you don't. Those are other things that we focused on with our Be Heard mentorship program. You know, we did a video with the same vote, like your life depends on it. Now, no one in our, you know, mentorship group is old enough to, oh, I take that back. I think two of them are old enough to vote. The rest of them, you know, they're 17, they're 16, one of them's 15, you know what I mean? But they knew the importance of voting. They knew the importance of this election. And those are one of the topics that we try to tackle with our social media work is, you know, the importance of voting, voting inequalities, healthcare inequalities. The next thing we're looking to tackle is the problems in our educational system.
Sure.
Like you mentioned, white people not having to worry about standing in line for 6 hours to vote. We also don't have to worry about your history being taught when your kids go to school.
Right.
Black people, they get there's a very different type of history being taught about them. There are people in our company who know, like, I'm not the biggest fan of Black History Month. Like, we regulate Black history to the month of February, where, like, you're essentially saying that American history isn't Black history. Like, it very much is. And every February, you see these vignettes about Martin Luther King and Harriet Tubman, and you see the same, like, four people over and over again.
Right.
And, like, people need to learn about Fred Hampton. They need to learn about Huey V. Newton. They need to learn the truth about the Black Panthers. They need to learn about, you know, Tulsa and Black Wall Street. They need to learn about the Reconstruction era after the Civil War. Like, they need to learn about those things. They need to learn about, you know, new Jim Crow laws and prison laws and different things like that. Those are all really important to that history is really important to why we are where we are. And the more we kind of remain ignorant to it, and the more we keep the next generation of people ignorant to it, the more this is just going to continue to go on and on and on.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that really hits home, especially over the last 3 or 4 years, is something that I've heard my whole life, but really it just means so much today, and that is you're entitled to your own opinion. You're not entitled to your own facts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Facts remain the same, and you can form your own opinion off of them, but there's no such thing as alternative facts.
Right.
Those aren't a real thing. Like there's one truth. And when you start hearing multiple stories, you know that something's wrong. Like there is simply one truth. And the truth is there's so many different inequalities out there that need to be addressed.
Yep. Absolutely. You're listening to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guest this morning is Damian Barling. He's the host of D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, recently expanded to 4 hours. Congratulations for that. And we're talking about the Be Heard platform this morning. On social, you guys can be found at Be Heard Platform. What's the primary focus of the Be Heard platform, Damian?
It's exposure. It's practice. It's introducing, you know, like one thing that I learned, not just through ESPN, but through podcasting, is that this market, the Sacramento market, the surrounding areas, they're really big into home. Like, it's one of those situations where, like, hey, I can make fun of my sister, but if you say a word about her, we're going to fight. Like, I think that's the way, you know, people feel about their own. And when you tell sports fans, when you tell, you know, podcast consumers, like, hey, you know, there are really talented people here locally that you can listen to, they'll rally behind that. And there'll be times where I'll get, you know, emails from people who are, you know, 40, 50 years old. Hey, I've been listening to radio. I've been listening to sports talk. I've been listening to commentary for such and such amount of time. I listen to, you know, this particular podcast, here's what I think of it. And they'll give you like critiques, like, maybe, you know, sometimes they ramble or sometimes they need to do this, but overall, like, you can tell that they're really good. And so that's been a really cool thing to experience, because everybody knows what this is. The people on the platform, it's not like amateur hour. You know, some of these kids have gone to Sac State. They've gone through the journalism program there. They've gone through the journalism program at Consumnes River College. They've, you know, helped teach classes at American River College. These are people who genuinely have an interest and went through classes to be media people. They just didn't know what to do once they were done with school.
Sure.
So this is their first chance to really kind of refine what they're doing. And so we spend a lot of time working on, you know, that. And then, of course, as I mentioned a moment ago, you know, the mentorship program and working with the young people. And now we're kind of taking steps to figure out how we can expand that and potentially reach more young people who want to find their voice in social justice programs.
All right, Damian, you knew I wasn't going to have you on and not talk sports. So how are the Giants and A's looking this year? And more importantly, my San Diego Padres.
You know, like I'm not the biggest. We actually had a conversation on the air about this last week. Like I was trying to think back to the time where I was like a really big baseball fan.
Right.
And it brought me back to like, who was my first favorite baseball? It was Bo Jackson. Like, okay, who was after Bo? And it was like, well, it was Deion Sanders. And then I realized all my favorite baseball players were brought to me from football. And then once Bo Jackson left and Deion left, it was like, I mean, I followed, you know, Barry Bonds and that version of the San Francisco Giants and
right.
the home run chase. But I never fell in love with baseball again. Like, I've been searching for that player to love. And Doug, man, it might be Fernando Tatis.
Now you're talking.
Love that dude, man. He makes if more players played baseball and had the attitude and just the overall swag that Fernando Tatis did, the game would be so much better. It would be so much bigger, and they being Major League Baseball, would have finally found a way to relate to a younger audience. But at this point, Fernando Tatis is kind of one of a kind, which is why I love him so much, and it's why your Padres locked him up to a 14-year deal, which is just insane to me. But that's the measure of baseball, man. As far as the Giants and the A's, I never make predictions on the A's because I'm always wrong. I never know what they're doing from year to year. Like, but they always seem to make it work somehow, some way. Like, something gets going. It never gets going in a way where it's like, no, they're dangerous. Like, they're a threat.
Right.
It gets going in a way where it's like, wow, they're better than I thought. As far as the Giants, I don't know what they're doing, man.
Like, right.
I have no clue what the Giants are doing. So I think that's one we're all just kind of, I know pitchers and catchers are in and spring training is right around the corner. Like, I think we're all just going to have to sit back. All the Giants fans, at least, they're just going to have to sit back. And I don't know, because there was a point last year during the start of that 50-game season where it looked bad. It looked really bad. And then they got it together. They started getting some things going. You know, they called up Joey Bart. They started to win some games, and then it got bad again. And the way they've conducted their offseason, it just feels like it might be closer to the first half of the 50-game season last year than the second half. So we'll see. But I like your Padres, man. I like your Padres, and I love Fernando Tatis.
They're going to give the Dodgers a run for their money this year, and it's going to be a full season. Well, they're going to try to do a full season anyway. I can sit here and talk sports with you all day, but of course that's not what I have you here for this morning. So, hey, Damian, in case someone's just joining us, we're early on a Sunday morning. Give us a little background on the Be Heard platform. What are you guys up to?
Be Heard platform is it's kind of a multi-tiered nonprofit organization that works with young people who are interested in becoming multimedia personalities, who are multimedia journalists, I should say. We have a podcast network. Everyone on the podcast is locally based. We have a podcast called The Dope Ones, which is geared towards like creative people. He has conversations with other entrepreneurs. He's a graphic designer. He's incredibly talented, but he had an idea of just kind of telling stories of other Black entrepreneurs in the field. And it became like, he has no multimedia training whatsoever, but the conversations are so compelling. It's absolutely one of my favorite podcasts on the platform. We have Deuce and Mo, you know, sports fans. They're just synonymous with Sacramento sports. They're by far the most popular podcast on the network. Their night chats after Kings games on YouTube and Twitch are absolutely extraordinary.
Deuce always cracks me up.
Oh, Deuce is fantastic. Like, and Deuce, and I've made this clear to my program director, and I've made it clear to Stacey, like, my next goal is to make sure that Deuce and Mo are on ESPN 1320. They're just so incredibly talented. And then we have other sportscasts. We have a podcast called Watching the Tape, which is a play on one of Luke Walton's favorite phrases in postgame press conferences that break down Kings games with a couple of guys from the Kings Herald, Sanjay Singh and Tim Maxwell. Super, super talented guys, very analytically driven, much different than what me and Casey do, much different than what Deuce and Mo do. Sean and Vaughn, another sports podcast. So we've, and I know I mentioned Build Black and Sandbox Sisters already. So we've really got something for everybody. If you just search Be Heard in your Apple podcast platform, all of our podcasts will come up right there for you. You don't have to search them all individually. You could just search Be Heard and they'll pop up for you.
Nice. Okay. Not just Apple, but just all the podcast platforms.
Yeah, absolutely. Spotify, Google Play, radio.com. They're all available there for you.
Excellent. If I'm listening right now and I want to find out more and get involved with Be Heard, what do I do?
Best way to do that is to follow our social media accounts at Be Heard Platform. And that's the same for Instagram and Twitter. Both of those platforms offer a nice little peek into what we do from a podcasting standpoint and what we do with some of our younger people as well, with some of the people that we mentor with the Sac City Unified School District. And so we're actually, I mentioned the Dope Ones podcast. He's a graphic designer. He's actually building out our website as we speak. It's something that's been kind of slow to come together because we weren't really sure what we wanted to do with it. And then the process of filing to be a nonprofit has been a little bit more taxing than I was prepared for.
Right.
And so now that stuff has finally, you know, come to a conclusion, we're having that website build out. But the best way to connect with us is at Be Heard Platform on both Twitter and Instagram. And you can connect with me as well. I'm pretty simple. It's at Damian Barling on any social media platform. That's how you're going to find me.
Excellent. Well, believe it or not, my friend, we are out of time. What would you like to leave our listeners with this morning?
I'm used to talking for two to four hours.
Oh, that's right. Hang on. Hang on. Let me get a hold of the boss.
Just know, leave him with the message is that representation matters. And there's a reason that we started this platform. And there's a reason that, you know, you can look across, particularly in sports, it all looks the same. And when you see that it looks the same, it starts to sound the same. And it kind of turns people off. It turns certain demographics off. And we've worked to, you know, kind of change the sound of sports here in Sacramento. And now we want to work to change the sound of sports across the country. And I like the start that we're off to, quite honestly.
Yeah, not just sports, but you guys are going to expand to other topics as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. The social justice part is a huge, it's a far bigger, you know, piece of what we do than sports or Kings or anything like that.
It's really been a pleasure, and I look forward to having you back. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. Damian Barling is the host of D'Lo and Casey on ESPN 1320. The Be Heard podcast platform gives underutilized voices an outlet to showcase their storytelling skills and share their opinions. You can find out more on social at Be Heard Platform. Thank you so much, Damian.
Thank you, Doug. I appreciate you having me.
This has been The Public File. If you'd like us to cover your nonprofit, email sacpsa@entercom.com, sacpsa@entercom.com. I'm Doug Thomas. Enjoy your Sunday, and thanks for listening.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.